USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi may be pushed by her colleagues to head down the path toward impeachment of the president, that according to GOP Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
I think that she's going to be driven toward impeachment. If she goes down that road, it will be suicide for the Democratic Party.
One of those pushing for impeachment is Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, who tells NBC's Meet the Press,
"We can't do our job if the president thinks he's above the law, thinks that he cannot abide by what the United States Congress is passing through and asking and demanding of him. I got to tell you, from the wall to the children at the border to immigration reform to everything, we can't be able to do our jobs if we don't hold him accountable."
An early morning tornado rips through an Oklahoma City suburb, wiping out a hotel and a mobile home park, leaving at least two people dead. And as many as 30 people were reported injured when that tornado struck El Reno. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is in Tokyo for talks on trade and other matters, but North Korea continues to dominate a lot of the conversation. On NBC's Meet the Press, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders lists for show host Chuck Todd some of the successes in recent dealings with North Korea.
For a significant period of time, there was no missile testing. We got hostages back home to the United States and remains of American war heroes. I don't know how you could say that that's nothing, but to me, that is certainly something, and I know it's something to the families of those individuals whose those people came back home.
The Department of Agriculture will spend an additional $16 billion to help farmers hurt by the U.S.-China trade war. On CNN's State of the Union, Republican Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said most farmers support the president.
It is very tense times, but as we have heard from our farmers, they do want us to find a path forward with China. The tariffs are hurtful right now, but the president will continue negotiating. We hope that we can get a deal soon.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More than 2,000 people marched in Hong Kong on Sunday to mark 30 years since a pro-democracy protest in Beijing's Tiananmen Square ended in bloodshed. Hundreds, if not thousands, of unarmed protesters and onlookers were killed late on June 3rd and in the early hours of June 4th as a result of the martial action. Facebook is defending its decision to not remove doctored videos of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Millions and millions of people have viewed a video of the California Democrat that makes her appear to be drunk, and YouTube removed the video and duplicates of it. But neither Facebook nor Twitter have done so. An executive for Facebook saying they deemed the video a hoax and dramatically reduced its distribution. However, they say they didn't remove it altogether because they think it's important for people to make their own informed choice on what to believe.
The Toronto Raptors are headed to the NBA Finals for the first time in their 24-season history after knocking off the number one seed Milwaukee Bucks. Kawhi Leonard poured in 27 points and grabbed 17 rebounds as the Raptors took Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals 100-94. Raptors head coach Nick Nurse says he saw something in the team early on.
To accomplish, what we've done, winning the Eastern Conferences, you got to really truly believe you can do it. And that was kind of my message from day one of training camp, is like, we got a good team here. We got good players. We got depth. We got a lot of things. And we got to understand that there's a lot of good teams in the East, but we're right up there.
The championship series gets underway Thursday night in Toronto. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.